The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Dermot O'Leary, General Secretary of the National Bus and Rail Workers Union. What is the situation with a second incident for bus drivers in Limerick in recent days? Because I understand this may not have been reported quite accurately.
Yeah, look, I suppose, Matt, the Route 303 in Limerick, people in Limerick will know this route, but basically it serves a number of areas on both the north side and the south side, and I suppose the south side being the problem on this occasion, and the bus goes from the city, the south side, like from the city up through William Street into Janesborough, onto Carew Park and into O'Malley Park, 303 route. And last Friday, it was obviously reported there was an air-gun attack on a bus driver in O'Malley Park itself. Very frightening situation there for the lady driver, not long in the job as it happens. And then 2 days later, on exactly the same route, albeit in Carew Park, there was another incident occurred where a number of youths, one of those threatened to shoot the driver. No, he didn't have a weapon rant in his hand, just a threat. And then the bus came back down that road again on its return journey. Those same youths went to try and attack the bus by banging the side of the bus and causing a bit of more of a nuisance. But I suppose it was a frightening situation for the passengers that were in the bus. Driver, as I understand it, was experienced, but at the same time, it's not a nice place to be sitting in a cab with that type of stuff. First of all, he was threatened to be shot, and then that type of behaviour coming on the road. Now, there was reports, Matt, of a hijacking. No, that's not true. I mean, obviously, when you're dealing with a number of people down the chain, some of the stories can go a bit askew along the way. But look, the incident itself was serious enough, and again, it's something, look, we've been talking to yourself and others about for many, many years now, and it's unfortunate that antisocial behaviour, and I suppose to borrow a phrase, I was probably the first to coin it myself many years ago, with thuggery, it goes on across public transport, and that's something that we've been battling, and we've been asking people to help us, and government to help us, politicians to help us, in relation to a dedicated Garda public transport unit, and that battle is not finished by any means. And I suppose over recent months and weeks, we've been encouraged somewhat by a lot of the political parties, including some of government, have come around to our way of thinking. And basically what we're saying to those people, and Taoiseach, Taoiseach included, that it's time to turn those words into actions and set up
How do you reckon would it work? Would it mean that you'd have to have people travelling on the buses or on the trains in our cities, maybe even intercity services?
Well, again, look, I always preface that answer by saying I'm not a policing expert, and of course, practically, you couldn't have a guard in every bus and every train. That's not practical. It's not that affordable either. But certainly, I suppose the intention from our point of view is when we highlight this as a factor or a feature or something that could work, is that it would discourage a lot of the people that today can act with abandon, knowing full well there's no sanction, knowing full well they're not going to be arrested, and least of all, they're not going to appear in court. So at the moment, there is no disincentive for those people, they keep carrying on, and repeat offenders as well. And it's got to a stage, no matter, that people that use bus services, drive bus services, and that work on trains, they know these habitual offenders almost on first name terms. It's that frightening at this stage. So, like, something has to give here. And again, I've mentioned this many times to yourself before. Only this morning, the Independent are talking about encouraging new transport users, not the current transport users. How are you going to encourage people? You can have all the back-to-work bike schemes you like, you can have all the lower fares you like, but you're not going to encourage people, new people onto public transport, to listen to me talking to Matt Cooper, with respects to Matt Cooper, about this type of issue. So unless someone grasps that nettle, and again, as I said, the Taoiseach himself, on behalf of Fianna Fáil at his recent Ardèche, said he was supportive of a police resort and transport. Simon Harris, by establishing the Dublin City Centre Crime Task Force and mentioning transport as part of that remit, again acknowledged that there's problems with transport, and Sinn Féin, the main opposition party, will be very supportive in relation to establishing something like this, as have the Garda representative bodies in the AGSI and the GRA as well. So everyone says the right thing, everyone seems to be supportive at this stage. It's just trying to get it done, but again, you're right to point out it's not the panacea, it's not going to cure everything, but it would do an awful lot of it would help us an awful lot if people thought that they could actually be arrested and could end up in court, or if not prison, in the serious scale of things. So in that regard, I mean, we do need the politicians to act, Matt.
Dermot O'Leary, General Secretary of the National Bus and Rail Workers Union. Thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.